Hi, it's Phil Hendry. It's time for episode 364 of our classic podcast. And this is a personal favorite of mine. I think it might be of a lot of BSPs. It's Jay Santos from May of 2004, in which Jay was criticizing the alleged torture of Iraqi prisoners at Abu Ghraib. There were photographs released at that time showing the prisoners in dog piles in their underwear, being pointed at and laughed at by a female soldier, etc. And Jay felt that those pictures would have even more influence here in the States than otherwise noted. Kids going to the prom would be tempted to start dogpiling and basically imitating the things they saw in those pictures. So naturally enter the Citizens Auxiliary Police to try to make things right, to try to make things moral, and ultimately to just F everything up. So here's Jay from May of 2004 with a real classic here, the nude dogpile prom episode. It's episode 364 of our classic podcast.
Jay, tell me about the meeting you had yesterday. Was this with parents from your son's high school, right?
That is correct, Phil. We got a signed statement on advice of one of our parents who is an attorney, signed by 734 parents.
And just so people know, you're with the Citizens Auxiliary Police. They're here in a radio room. You're at a substation right now?
We're at a substation. That's correct.
But that is, it's not really a substation. It's at somebody's house, or?
It is. We use a couple people's homes. Subcommander Brickman, who's out of town, told us we'd use it. He told us that we could use his garage, so we're using that right now. But
all right, so tell me, you got a thing that the parents signed having to do with these abuse photos from Iraq and your kids at prom, right?
That is correct. So essentially what we do, we articulate our disgust with the photos from Iraq. We articulate our disgust with the Iraqi citizens for behaving this way, and we made it very clear that we have tried to raise our kids right. And should any of them repeat any of the behavior they've seen in these photos, you cannot place the blame on us, the parents. So you have a multi-faceted approach. You've got the media spreading these photos. You have the military spreading the photos. You have the Iraqis themselves. All this conspires to sort of fly in the face, gets right in the face of our kids and shows them this disgusting behavior. They're very impressionable. They're going to want to repeat some of it for fun, take pictures, so on.
You feel, because your kids are always, I think the way you put it, looking for the latest trend, that they're going to possibly want to act out what they've seen?
Well, it was what I told you earlier in the year about the Janet Jackson situation, where you have the possibility the kids are going to get up to graduation and possibly try to take a pants off or this kind of behavior. Kids are always wanting to, let me tell you about kids, because I've got a son who is going to be going to his prom this weekend. Kids are always trying to copy what they see. These photographs of the Iraqi prisoners in nude and also with a bag on their head. I also saw a picture of them in a nude dog pile, also the girl. They're now on every news show, and everyone's talking about it. And the kids see this. They see how extreme it looks. This word they use is extreme. And for them, extreme behavior is something they want to emulate. I saw a story about it on MTV, and the kids will try what they see in those photos.
So you're afraid the kids are going to try to do some of these naked dog pile things?
There is...
I mean, the photos show nudity, humiliation, abuse.
Well, there was a show not too long ago, maybe you heard about it, called Jackass. And in that show, the people would abuse each other, and then they would invite kids to send in tapes of them doing the same stunt. So today's kids are programmed to think that if they see a picture of something, they should do it and then send it in to these jackass guys, because the whole situation is monk see, monk do. And the monk see, monk do is a trend that Americans do.
What do you hope will be the benefit of you and other parents possessing? But see, here's what you guys are saying. You're saying if my kid acts out and behaves outrageously prom night, this Saturday night for your kids, right?
For our kids, yeah. In the South Bay High School District, yeah.
You're saying it's not your fault?
No, we want to make it very clear that the military, the United States military, the United States of America, that the media, and in many ways the Iraqis themselves have brought this on and have influenced our children to behave this way. Now, I'm not saying, Phil, that the Iraqis that you see in these photographs being abused are trying to hurt my kids. But while they're getting their thrills, or whatever you want to call it, my kids are seeing this, and they're going to want to do it.
Why the documents? Are you going to avoid litigation?
As a member of the Citizens Auxiliary Police, I can tell you that we won't be held legally accountable. That's correct. And more importantly, civilly. We want other parents to know that our children, if they decide to act out in this manner, those Iraqi abuse photos, where they want to strip down a kid, put a leash on them, or dogpile them, or any of these things, the parents cannot hold us responsible. It's the only way the parents can protect themselves.
Well, you're going to get a lot of parents saying, you know something, if your kid strips my kid down, puts a leash on my kid, or otherwise abuses my kid because your kid saw the Iraqi abuse photos, I'm going to sue you anyway.
My understanding is, as long as we've signed a document saying it's not our fault, it's not going to be my fault.
If you mind me asking, what is your son's name?
Son of Steven.
If Steven takes another kid this weekend and strips him down and laughs at him or puts a bag on his head or whatever, and the parents want to sue you, what are you going to do about it?
I can show in any court of law a piece, the document that we sign, saying it's not our fault. And in point of fact, it's not. And we can show it before a judge, it's not my fault. The United States military did it, and the Iraqi citizens themselves who allowed themselves into this situation.
Well, I don't know how you say they allowed themselves. They were prisoners being forced into this kind of a disgusting behavior.
Well, that still remains to be seen. But
well, here, let me give our phone number out. It's 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. There's a lot of parents listening tonight who are obviously going to hear you say, hey, if my kid abuses your kid, blame the U.S. military, not me. And I don't know that they're going to buy that.
Well, I think they need to buy it. One of the things that I wanted to, you know, impress upon you, Phil, is that I am a member of the Citizens Auxiliary Police.
But you're a voluntary police organization.
We are a voluntary police organization only because I could have been a police officer, but I did not want to get involved in the politics, very political. But I can tell you that as a member of the Citizens Auxiliary Police, even though we are a volunteer, we do have United States Constitution citizens arrest power. And the thing I want to say more than anything else is, you can't blame, I'm just trying to say it's not, what I didn't do anything. My kid, I try to do the best I can by him. But what am I supposed to do when Dan Rather, Tom Brokaw, and all the other guys, every night, show a picture of a nude dog pile, Iraqis, or all this other nonsense, and my kids see this, and other people's kids see it, and they want to go out and want to, you know, nude some kids up and put them in a dog pile, whatever they're going to do. Prom night is the night when a lot of these pranks are practiced, and I'm simply saying you are not going to hold me accountable solely, and I believe we are the first parent organization in America to do this, to say the media, they did it, and also the United States military.
So anything other than you? Anything?
Well, you make it sound like I'm trying to shirk responsibility, Mr. Henry.
Well, it sounds like that.
No, it's not shirking responsibility. It's not shirking responsibility when the United States Army and Tom Brokaw and all the rest are showing your kids Iraqis all naked and everything with a leash on. When a young person does something that may be in bad taste, the first ones they blame is the parents. So when my son possibly makes a bunch of kids, you know, go nude up in a dog pile, or we need to blame those responsible. Okay?
And well, there are a lot of people that would say the first line of defense are the parents. And
oh, I've heard a lot of people try to make scapegoats out of parents. Very clearly that the military and this girl that you were talking about, Lindy England, I know that she's on trial. But I'd like to ask her a few questions, too.
And what would those be?
Well, what were you thinking? My kid's here ready to go to prom. And you got a cigarette in your face. You're pointing at an Iraqi's, you know, private portion. And my son's going to see that and want to do that.
Yeah, all right. Jay Santos with us. 1-800-449-8686. Mr. Santos, forgive me. It sounds like you make your own son sound like a blithering idiot.
I beg your pardon?
Well, it sounds like you make everybody's kid who gets involved in doing this kind of thing like a blithering idiot, that they have no control over their own lives.
They're kids, Mr. Henry. They're not stupid. See, in my home, we don't call them stupid. We call them kids.
Well, I didn't mean to say.
In my home, we call them kids. They're not stupid. They're just kid. And a child wants to be accepted. And so they'll do what they need to do to be accepted. In a lot of areas, that may constitute bending a kid over nude and doing things to, doing nude things to him or whatever. That's what they do.
Bending a kid over and doing nude things to him.
Well, you know what I'm saying is, it's my area. The kid is the victim of the media. And I think it's about time we put it in writing.
1-800-449-8686. I'll be interested to see if this can be legally held up. Paul, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show with Jay Santos.
Yes, my point I'd like to make is I think that this guy, by signing this letter, is totally relieving his children of all responsibility of their actions. And he's just saying it's somebody else's fault. He's not being a good parent.
I'm not saying it's relieving the kids. The kids need to take responsibility for their actions. No doubt about it.
You're denying all responsibility for their actions, saying it's somebody in another country's fault because your kid does something wrong.
Well, but understand, I don't have as much power. I'm just one parent, sir. I do not have the power of the United States of America Army.
You have the power over your children and their actions.
I do.
That's
to a
what
point.
You need to accept responsibility
well,
for.
But you know that when kids go out here on these prom deals, they're going to be going out here on Saturday night. I don't think you have a son of your own. But they want to go out.
I have three kids, and I'm 24. I'm a father of three children.
Someday, you're going to have to go out. They're going to go out to prom night. Look, kids want to be what they call hip or, this kind of a deal. They see Britney Spears, and she takes her pants off. They want to do that. They see Usher wearing a jersey. They want to wear the jersey. They see these nude Iraqis. They want to do the same thing. They want to get nude and all of that.
I was a teenager like 5 years ago. I never saw anybody naked and wanted to do that just because I saw it on TV.
Well,
my parents taught me that what I see on TV ain't always the right thing to do.
You see all that Columbine? You see that thing over there at Columbine?
That's because their parents ignored what they were doing, just like you're going to ignore what your children are doing.
I'm not ignoring it.
Yeah, what are you saying to your kid, Jay? Are you saying don't go out there and do these things?
I'm saying to my son, I know you've seen a lot of pictures from Iraq, girls laughing at nude men and everything, and I just want you to know the military did that to you, not me.
Yeah, but see, that's what the man's saying.
Well, I'm telling the truth.
You're telling your son the military did that to you.
That's the truth. I didn't do it. Is Paul trying to say that I did? I didn't strip nobody down.
I'm saying that by denying responsibility for what your kids are doing, you're teaching them they don't have to take responsibility actions.
I'm not saying that. They need to take responsibility. I don't.
All right, hold on. Paul, thank you for your call. 1-800-449-8686. Group of parents have gotten together and have put in writing that it is not their fault and it is not their responsibility if their kids come prom night try to repeat any of the behavior that they've seen in those Iraqi abuse photos, including dogpiling naked kids, putting leashes on them, so on and so forth. And there's even a clause in here, and I don't even want to read this, or if you read this, Janice, it includes broom handles and plunger handles. Now, they're saying it's not our fault, it's the kids' fault. And I've never heard the kids are to blame for what they're going to do. And also the Iraqis that allowed themselves to be brutalized, the military, and the media. Now, I've never heard of parents actually setting down in writing to protect themselves legally from any possible lawsuit. 1-800-449-8686. We're talking about prom night. What are your kids going to be doing? Are they going to copy what they see in those abuse photos? It's the Phil Henry Show.
The Phil Henry Show. 1-800-449-8686. When the truth just isn't enough. Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Jay, before we go to another phone call, Jay Santos joins us. He's with the Citizens Auxiliary Police, but he's also a member of the a parent-teacher organization at his kid's high school. You feel the kids are going to act out and abuse each other the way they saw in those Iraqi abuse photos, and you don't feel it's your fault.
Absolutely not, sir. No. That's why we have signed the.
I know, but you don't think. You say it's the military's fault. What do you say to people who say, but the children have lived with you? They've been with you.
That is correct.
You're the main influence. How can you say you have no responsibility?
Well, Phil, in my case, I am a volunteer police officer. I do Citizens Auxiliary Police. We formed our auxiliary police to patrol the neighborhood, sort of keep a peek over the police shoulder, make sure they're doing the right job. So I think I've done my share fair, or my fair share, I should say, for the people of the country. And what do I get? Military turns around, slaps me in the face, shows my kid pictures of guys with bags on their heads, they're all nude. Also, they show a woman pointing at a man's private part of his, of his body. And my kid wants to go out and do that.
All right, I'm not sure you answered my question.
Well, how did I not answer your question?
Well, I mean, why wouldn't it be your fault?
It's not my fault. First of all, it's not my fault because we signed a paper saying it's not our fault. And I can't help what a kid's influenced by. You can't help what the kid sees. I'd love to be able to take half the filth off of his computer. I can't do it. So if he watches porn, he's on all kinds of transsexual sites. He's on all kinds of gay man-on-man sites. He's logged on to North American Man Boy Love Association. I can't do anything about that. What am I going to do? I can't do anything.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Here is Donna. Donna, go ahead.
Sir?
Yes, ma'am.
I'm sorry, I disagree with you because I am a mother also, a mother of four.
I understand that, ma'am.
I beg your pardon?
Ma'am?
Yes?
I understand.
And I think...
I'm saying, Donna, is this.
But you're not giving your son credit.
If your child runs afoul of my son and my son winds up doing something disgusting to your son, I'm sorry about that.
Well, wait a minute.
But you
can't
sue me.
If he knew your son was right and wrong from the beginning, he won't even think of doing that.
Well, there's an old
just
saying.
Just because he saw it on television doesn't mean he's going to do it.
Well, there's an old saying, if my uncle had wheels and pedals, he'd be a bicycle, right? But he doesn't. And I don't know what my son's going to do. But let's just say
it sounds like they're pretty free with their what they're allowed to view and whatever.
Well,
so
yeah.
Have they ever seen Fear Factor?
What's going on?
So do you think tomorrow they're going to go out and hang from a helicopter?
Well, ma'am, I don't know if you've seen this program called Jackass, but they go on that show. They go on that show and they hang barbells from their privates. And then
why would you have that on in your home?
I can't. What am I going to do about it? I got to work. My son comes home, watches it. I'm just saying, let's say your son is neutered up this weekend by my son. The real blame is U.S. military.
So she's supposed to go and sue them?
That's not right what they did.
If my son makes your son get in the nude, you don't come crying to me. You got to blame the people who put the idea in his head in the first place. That's not state military.
If you've taught him right from wrong, he's not going to do that anyway.
I have taught him right from wrong. And I have told him what is right. And I told him the United States military is the greatest military in the world, so he's going
to
do what they do.
They need to have been taught from a young child.
Can you speak a little faster because I talk faster than you?
A leader and not a follower.
All right, Donna, thank you very much. The lady is talking as fast as she can.
You should teach your... and I got like six thoughts. Not very rapid fire.
Let's go to Paulette. Hello, Paulette. You're on the Phil Henry Show with Jay Santos.
Yeah, since when does the faster you talk, the better it makes what you have to say?
Well, because I've had a couple of kids
that I've had to raise.
Oh, boy.
And I keep telling them that if you make that television set into a babysitter, you're just not going to be able to communicate with your kids.
Ma'am, I raised my son well.
If you put them in front of the TV and you start telling them, watch what you like, and then behave like a jackass, they will grow up to be jackasses.
I raised my son to respect the military, so he does. He knew the other kids up.
Jackass raising jackasses.
Oh, so now you're calling me a name? Is that it?
You've been saying it all night.
So how smart are you?
Well,
my son is a co-leader in our church youth group.
Because I succeeded in bringing up my kids without getting them into trouble.
Well, you don't know that for sure.
That's because I took time with them.
You don't know that for sure. You don't know what pot they were smoking or girls they were dating.
Parents now.
You don't know what they're doing.
Oh, I knew what they were doing. No, you don't know what your children are doing because you sit them in front of the TV and say,
I bet your kids dropped acid and went to school with... I bet your kids went to school high on acid. You never found out.
So what if they did?
See, he thinks he's so hot and mighty. It's Donald Rumsfeld who taught him how to make a new dog pile, not me.
1-800-449-8686. We're talking to Jay Stanis about how his kids, if they act out like those photos, it ain't his fault.
The Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. Stepping over the line. Naked. Henry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
What is the question?
We're back with Jay Santa, or Jay Santa's the Citizens Auxiliary Police. The question is this, Jay. Look, if you raise your children better than that, they're not going to emulate the photographs that they see coming out of Iraq. You're afraid that on prom night, that young men and women in expensive evening wear, tuxedos they've had to rent, dresses that they've made in some instances, are going to emulate the photographs from Iraq, take their clothes off, get in a nude dog pile.
Well, Mr. Anna, if you don't know, that's at least a possibility. You don't have kids at all. And let me tell you something else. My wife and I... Jeannie and I do not walk around the house all nude with dog collars on and the leashes, and we certainly aren't piling up, nuded up, and this kind of a thing. So they don't learn it at home. They don't learn it at home. They learn it from the United States military, Donald Rumsfeld, and the Iraqis themselves, who are also culpable because they let somebody take a picture of them playing with their, you-know-what, and a girl pointing and laughing.
And those men were emotionally brutalized into that. They were said they were tortured into doing that.
Well, they were tortured into doing that. It's the United States of America. We don't torture people. People are allowed to act of their own free will in the United States of America. So I can assure you, an Iraqi, under trust of the United States Army Military Police, is doing that because he's sick. And he is a twisted, degenerate descendant of Saddam Hussein. And I don't want him infecting my kids on prom night. And you're right, they are expensive dresses. And they are expensive tuxedos. And I don't want to see my son's tuxedo slacks thrown out on someone's front lawn so he can get already in oiled up and nude and dogpile another guy.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Amy, hi, you're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Yes, I would just like to say that my daughter went to prom Saturday night along with 1,000 other kids from her high school, and we run an after prom at our high school. All the kids came to that afterwards. The prom was down at the stadium, and the parents were involved. It was about 300 parents who were involved in running after prom. Nobody was drunk, nobody was naked, nobody was dogpiling, nobody was stoned. The kids had a great time that lasted till 5 in the morning, and these parents are involved with their children. They take interest in what they're doing in their lives, being very involved, and talk to them about what they see on TV.
Did you
know?
See the children at all times, ma'am? Were they within your vision at all times?
My children?
The kids from the prom. Because, kids, they rent
because
these limousines.
They lock up the school. You see, they...
Well, they rent the limousines.
In the school, they lock it, and they can't get in or out.
Yeah, but they rent the limousines, and this is where it happens.
No,
They
did not rent
they
limousines.
They take their clothes
we
off
had,
the car.
No, no, we had... They had dinner at the house. No. They had dinner at the house of one of the kids. The mother was there. I helped her serve the dinner. The kids went down. They did not rent a limo.
That's what I'm talking about.
They came back to the school, and they were there. And
what about that, Jay? What about the fact that this...
The Arapahoe fire and police were a presence at the school.
What about these parents had a prom for their kids, and everything went right?
Well, I'm talking about a normal prom. I'm not talking about one of these... And forgive me, not one of these anal, parents got to see everything proms. I'm talking about where kids are allowed to be.
Prom. The kids went down.
I'm talking about a prom where kids are allowed to just go out and, do their thing.
Well, this is a mother and parents. What do you mean an anal prom?
This sounds a little abnormal, what she put these kids through. What I'm talking about is...
Well, wait a minute. Let the lady describe. Amy, go ahead.
Arapahoe High School is in Denver, is in Centennial, Colorado.
Is that where the Columbine deal took place?
No, that is not.
I'm pretty sure.
No, that was at Columbine.
No, that was Columbine.
Right.
We're Arapahoe High School. We're a different school district in a different county.
All right,
anyway,
I'm talking about a normal prom where kids are not.
You don't have a microscope up there. We're a regular, normal high school. The kids went down to Coors Field. They had
like
proms.
They had a microscope shoved up their butts half the time. I'm trying to say a normal prom where kids.
The lady just said it's a normal prom.
It is normal. They were down at the baseball stadium where the Rockies play on the club level. They came back to the school. They had a great time.
What kids, I have to tell you, we're normal because
we're involved with our children and we take responsibility for our actions and for their actions. And when they see something on TV, we say to them, you know what, just because you see it on television and Peter Jennings is showing it to you, just make it right.
I don't know any other kids that go out to Rocky Stadium, whatever that is, to a prom.
Coors Field, the club level.
Is that the beer?
Excuse me?
All right, so you take your kids out to some beer bar or what?
No, it's a baseball stadium.
Baseball stadium in Denver, Colorado. How dense can you be?
Well, I know where Denver is. That's not familiar
right.
with, you know.
We went to the baseball stadium where the Rockies play. You've never heard of the Rockies baseball
No, ma'am. I've got other things to do in my life. But I can tell you.
It's a baseball stadium where the Colorado Rockies play baseball. It's called Coors Field.
And they have a big prom there.
It's
so what's wrong with that? There was no beer.
What state is that
there
in,
was
ma'am?
Only soft drink.
That's what I mean. One of these boring proms.
And what do you want? Booze at the prom?
Let me tell you, it was not boring.
Have you ever been to Dodger Stadium? Now, that's a ballpark.
I've been to Fenway Park.
Fenway Park? I'm not familiar with that.
In Boston? Right. You don't know Fenway Park in Boston? What kind of person are you?
No, ma'am. I'm talking about normal people here, not some kind of a deal where you're all running around to Fenway's Park. I'm talking about a deal where the kids have a
they don't have parents shoving a microscope up their bones.
Jay, I need for you to have a little more respect for the callers.
I'm sure, what did I say?
Well, you're talking about how you don't know where Denver is.
I know where Denver is. I just asked, was it in Colorado? Sure, please don't characterize my comments. You don't feel that what I'm saying is appropriate. Now, if she wants to have her little prom, she thinks that's not a normal prom. And the kids came to our house, and we had a microscope shoved up each and every one of their buttocal areas. And then after that, we served them milk and cookies. I mean, I'm talking about normal. That gal's kids are going to hate her living guts. When they get out of the house and they become 35, 40 years of age, her kids will become raving alcoholics, thinking back on the prom that their mother embarrassed them at by having punch.
Well, Mr. Santos,
I'm tired of it.
Ashley, go ahead. Hi, Ashley.
Hi.
Go ahead, ma'am. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Yeah, hi. I'm just calling because, obviously, he is not morally and mentally stable. He has raised his kids to be morally and mentally weak.
The problem is your parents who brought you up to be morally and mentally weak.
And their parents that brought them to be up to be morally and mentally weak.
And your parents brought you up not to be able to speak English. You are breeding a bunch of people who aren't morally and mentally weak.
That's the problem.
I think I got the point. Morally and mentally weak.
Yes, that's the gist of your comments.
All right.
Exactly. And the fact is that you're putting all these people down who are trying to. Yes, you are. You are being extremely rude. All I said to the lady was the prom
that she had for her kids sounded like it was, as the kids these days call lame.
You know what? Obviously, your child doesn't deserve to go to a normal prom not normal. If you actually believe that he would do something like this, that's not a normal child.
Are you aware of the fact that kids, I don't know how old you are, kids copy.
I'm 22 years old. I was in high school.
Remember the TV show Jackass?
You know what? I'm 22 years old. I was in high school when Jackass came out. I was in high school when Columbine happened. And guess what? I didn't shoot anybody. And guess what? Even though I loved having fun and I loved doing things with my friends that were out of the ordinary, we didn't do any of that stuff.
I like the way you giggled before you said out of the ordinary. What is that supposed to mean? See, that's what I'm talking about.
I didn't giggle. Maybe you should clean your ears, dude. I didn't giggle.
Out of the ordinary. I mean, out of the ordinary for you. What's that? It's some kind of a sick...
No, I'm just saying, we would go down...
Russian roulette deals at Deer Hunter?
We would go and have fun. We'd find our ways to have fun, but
you know what?
Can
I ask you a question? Have you ever smoked Jay?
Of course.
So you smoke weed?
So what? I smoke weed now.
Okay. As a teenager, shows you you're mentally unstable. I am going to law school.
And I make a hell of a lot more money than you do, probably, and I'm only 22. I probably make a hell of a lot more money than you do.
I can tell you right now, if you were going to prom right now, you'd be in a nude dog pile by midnight.
Under the laws of any state
or duly authorized organization swings into action.
Yeah, I'm right here.
It may be called the state police, the state troopers, militia, the rangers.
Or the citizens' auxiliary police.
These are the stories of the men whose training, skill, and courage have enforced and preserved our state law.
Hello? These are the stories of the Citizens Auxiliary Police.
Hello? 325. Hello?
The Phil Hendry Show.